Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. On this blessed Thursday, this is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Alive message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, I do my best, and the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we are grateful for another day that you bless us to come together in your name. We are grateful for the word of God that you allowed to be written and how you moved upon the men of old and they spake as they were moved upon by your spirit. Dear Lord, we humble ourselves this day to acknowledge that you have all wisdom and understanding. And Lord God, we give invitation for your spirit to be with us as we take this journey into your word. And dear Lord, we dare not to take this journey without you. So Lord God, we ask today, Lord God, that every heart, every ear that is tuned in to this broadcast, listening to the word go forth, I pray, Lord God, that you will bless them with understanding and revelation by your Holy Spirit. So dear Lord, I give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. If you would, open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to start off with a foundation scripture today. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. And before we go into that, I want to once again give a little bit more information to those of you perhaps that are first-time listeners and maybe to those of you also who maybe are not first-time listeners, but in the past I have failed to mention this, that the page that you listen to me on, you see the follow button. I ask that you click on it. It's going to ask for your email information, and the purpose of that is that so whenever we do a broadcast that you'll be automatically alerted through your email that we are doing the broadcast, the time and all of that. So, and that's very important because even though our primary time that we come on daily is 7 p.m., but there are times that things have come up that we had to do an earlier broadcast. I have done a 4:30 broadcast, a 5:30, a 6:30, and I have done a 5 a.m. broadcast. So, why don't you click that follow button so that whenever we do a broadcast, you will be automatically alerted. Now, I want to also share with you guys, and for those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know, more or less know this or may know this, but especially for those of you that are first-time listeners, when we do the broadcast, we go into the three books, the first one being the Bible, which many of you are familiar with, which contains the Word of God. But there are also two more books that the Lord has caused to come forth that contains his Word as well. And one of them is called the Record of Nephi, and the other one is called the Word of the Lord. The Record of Nephi is a record of people that inhabited this continent during the prehistoric times, the Lord dealing with them, giving his statue, judgment and commandments unto them as well. And then the book called The Word of the Lord is a book of messages that the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, as the Lord promised to send him from Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 3 and chapter 4, Acts chapter 3, He is that prophet, Deuteronomy 18 and Revelation 14 and 6. And these messages the Lord has sent thus far from 1927 to 1994, thus far, 120 messages. Now, if you want the Record of Nephi, the book, The Record of Nephi, costs $8, and the messages cost 75 cents per dozen. And so you can write the Church of Christ Delight, the message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ with the Eliza message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Or you can call 1-800-752-1507. It's 1-800-752-1507. Or you can call, if you don't get no one at that number, area code 816-252-2343. It's area code 816-252-2343. Now, let's go into the Bible here. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 and 8 says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." Now, going to verse 11. "But all these work of that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." Now, we are continuing on one of three series I've been dealing with you guys about. And this series is dealing with the gifts of the Spirit. And the one we're dealing with now is called the Word of Wisdom. This is the Word of Wisdom part four. And for those of you that are first-time listeners, once again, Blog Talk Radio does record our past broadcasts. So after you listen to part four, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to parts one through three so you can be caught up to speed. Because I always say this, that when you come in the middle or end of a lesson being taught, it's hard to grasp the overall meaning of what's being taught there. And I think this is one of the reasons why people even hurt themselves concerning being taught the Word of God through the ministry, because many of them is either showing up to Sunday school or Bible study late, or they have coming, or they come once a month, or you know it. You know what I'm saying? So I want to encourage you to go back and listen to parts one through three after you listen to part four tonight. Now, we've been dealing with this gift of the Spirit called the Word of Wisdom. We come to understand it is insight given by the Spirit concerning the future about the plan and in the mind and will of God, okay, by the plan of God. And this is revelation it reveals. In fact, talking to you guys about it, this Word of Wisdom is the second, we deal with the Word of Knowledge, the gift of the Spirit before this. This Word of Wisdom, they're known as revelation gifts. They are gifts that reveal something, okay? The Word of Knowledge reveals the present and past, and this Word of Wisdom we're talking about reveals the future, especially in the mind of God and the plan of God, amen? So we're going to pick up here, and I was looking at where to eventually start. So let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 9. The book of Acts, chapter 9. Let's go here. The book of Acts, chapter 9. Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 9. Amen. And I'm going to read verses 10 to verse 16. The book of Acts, chapter 9. Verses 10 to verse 16. The book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 10 to verse 16, as we are looking at this gift of the Spirit called the Word of Wisdom. Now, once again, I want to stress on this concerning this gift of the Word of Wisdom that, remember we read in verse 11 in 1 Corinthians 12 that these gifts are given as a spirit will. And it is given not, this is not under the control of man. In other words, the believer can't say, well, Lord, I don't want the word of wisdom. I want the gift of prophecy. Or I don't want the gift of prophecy. I want to interpretation of tongues. That's not how it's worked. And also, this the one that the gift is given to cannot turn this gift off and on like a light switch. It operates as the spirit will, okay? But we notice that in 1 Corinthians 12, it said, for to one is given, which means that everyone does not constantly operate in this gift. Now, any believer in Christ, God to use in these gifts, okay? But what we want you to understand is that when it said to one is given, that means it is given to one whom the Spirit wills that goes with their calling or their ministry, which means that that gift, like whatever, for example, we're talking about the word of wisdom tonight. And between you and I, let's say you're given the word of wisdom, okay, by the Lord. That means that that gift will operate more constantly with you than me. It doesn't mean that God cannot use me in the word of wisdom. But when it is given to you by the Spirit, that means it's going to operate more consistently and with a greater anointing, okay? So that's what we also want to understand about this word of wisdom. Now, in Acts chapter 9, verse 10, it said, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he have done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he have authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, the word of wisdom, one of the things we want to understand, okay, the word of wisdom here in this scripture here is comes in, into operation when Ananias said to the Lord, I have heard by many of this man, and he's talking about Saul, how much evil he have done to the saints at Jerusalem. Now here comes the word of wisdom. But the Lord told him, said, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, okay? To do what, Lord? To bear my name before the Gentiles. And notice this is a future thing. At that time, Paul was still blind, and Ananias had not laid hands on him. So the Lord said, he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel, okay? Also, what is the word of wisdom? Verse 16, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. So that was a word of wisdom, people. It pointed to the future, what was in the plan and mind and will of God, okay, for Paul to bear his name before the, not just the Israel, but to the Gentiles, okay? And if you was a Gentile in that time, you know, if you weren't of the house of Israel, you was considered a Gentile. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Amen. And the word of wisdom also was in, like I said, where he said that I will show him. See, the Lord said, for I will show him. So in other words, the Lord hadn't shown Paul this part yet. He said, for I will show him great things he must suffer for my name's sake. See, that's a future reference that what's going to be in the that's in the mind and plan and will of God to show Paul the great things he must suffer for his name's sake. Okay, so the word of wisdom once again points to the future and reveals the what's in the mind of God and the plan of God. Okay, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the second thing we want to understand about the word of wisdom, again, from the word, and we've talked about it before, what it shows in this passage here, that a word of wisdom can come through a vision. Now, remember in verse 10, it said, and there was a disciple, a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision. So the word of wisdom can come to you in a vision. It can come to you in a dream. It can come to you in an audible voice from God. It can come to you through the angel beings. The word of wisdom can come. So it definitely can come, you know, to you in a vision or a dream. Now, as I shared with you guys before, I gave you an example of, like, say, me and my wife. And as I said before, since we have been married and since she had been saved, the Lord deal with her more in dreams, a lot more than me. Like I said, you know, if you want to put a number per se in a ballpark figure of dreams that she's given, or in other words, meaningful dreams from God given to her versus me, I would have to say maybe 10 to her 10 to my one. Now, do that make me feel some kind of way? No, I don't. Because see, the Lord deal with people in a specific manner, in a sense, differently, okay? And we're all needed in the way he deals with us, okay? That's just like with the gifts of the Spirit. It said for one is given, okay, if you got the word of wisdom and I just got the gift of prophecy or the interpretation of tongue, it doesn't mean that, hey, you better than me and I have a gift that's not needed. All the gifts of the Spirit is needed, amen, in the body of Christ. So therefore, like I said, he, you know, give her, you know, 10 to my one, okay? But I never felt some kind of way about it, you know? In other words, I never was upset, oh, Lord, why you don't deal with me such a way? Yeah. Am I, you know, one of the things that fascinate me about the Lord is I love, if I had a gift too that he could, would give it to me, I would also love the gift of dream interpretation, because it is very interesting to me, very interesting how God deals with man through dreams, the metaphors and the symbolic things that he give in dreams to get a message out over have always throughout my Christian walk fascinated me, okay? I just love the Lord do that. But anyhow, I will have to say within the last year, I've had more, how shall I put it, meaningful dreams from the Lord in this year's time, which include like some word of wisdom dreams, okay, that I can remember and having in my Christian walk in years, okay? Now, when I first got saved, the Lord began to deal with me, and I seen at times through dreams and speaking into my spirit, there was a word of wisdom given, okay? But this year, this past year, have been the most that I have said I've had it in probably years, okay? Probably years. Anyhow, now, the other thing through this passage I read that we want to see concerning the word of wisdom is that, and this is not only for just the word of wisdom, but these are for the other gifts as well, that you can have a couple of gifts working together, okay? We're just defining them now separately. And for example, with this, the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom work together. The word of knowledge, which tells the present or past, is found in verse 11. When the Lord said unto Ananias, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. See, that's a word of knowledge. And have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. That's also a word of knowledge, revealing, because it's been revealed to Ananias where Saul is at what Saul had already seen, okay? So that's a word of knowledge. And then it goes into a word of wisdom when Ananias made the remark to the Lord, I've heard of the evil that this man has done to your saints. And then it goes into a word of wisdom. So the gifts of the Spirit, even though we're defined as separately, can work together like fingers on a hand, okay? And many times you will find when the word of knowledge is in operation, many times, and I'm not saying all the time, but many times it will slide into a word of wisdom, okay? Into a word of wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. It was slide into a word of wisdom. Now, let me read a scripture to you from one of God's other books called The Record of Nephi. And this is one of the books in The Record of Nephi called The Book of Helaman. And I want to read to you what the Lord gave unto one of his servants named Samuel. This is not the Samuel from the Bible. This is another named Samuel that lived on this continent over here during prehistoric times. He lived over here on this continent, and this is before Christ came in the flesh. And what had happened that the Lord gave Samuel, as he talked to the people over here, signs of Christ's birth, and he gave them signs of Christ's death. Okay? Hallelujah. The word of wisdom in operation, revealed in the future, what was in the mind of God. Amen? Hallelujah. And I want to read to you what he says here. He said, but behold, as I said unto you concerning another sign, a sign of his death, behold, in that day that he shall suffer death, the sun shall be darkened and refuse to give his light unto you, and also the moon and the stars, and there shall be no light upon the face of this land, even from the time that he shall suffer death, the space of 3 days, to the time that he shall rise again from the dead. Yea, and at the time that he shall yield up the ghost, there shall be thunders and lightnings for the space of many hours, and the earth shall quake and tremble, and the rocks which is upon the face of this earth, which is both above the earth and beneath, which ye know at this time is solid, or the more part of this one is solid mass, shall be broken up. Yea, and they shall be rent in twain, and shall ever after be found in scum, and in cracks, and in broken fragments upon the face of the whole earth, yea, both above the earth and both beneath. And behold, there shall be great tempests, and there shall be many mountains laid low like unto a valley, and there shall be many places which are now called valleys, it shall become mountains, whose height thereof is great. And many highways shall be broken up, and many cities shall become desolate, and many graves shall be opened, and shall yield up many of their dead, and many saints shall appear unto many. Now, that was a word of wisdom. And this was given to Samuel to give unto the people. And this was revealed by the Spirit of God unto Samuel, as Samuel gave unto the people at that time. This is before Christ came in the flesh, before his birth. He gave them signs of Christ's birth, and he gave them signs of Christ's death. And he even let them know through this word of wisdom what was going to happen on the day that Christ, quote, gave up the ghost when he died, and how it would be darkness for the space of 3 days, okay? That's a word of wisdom. And see, God will give a word of wisdom, okay, concerning the future. And there are sometimes in the message of the word of wisdom, sometimes there are numbers, you know, like the 3 days that I read to you. You know, God, you know, may say, hey, you know, in 7 days, I'm going to do this, or in 9 days, this is going to happen, something like that. Now, will you get numbers all the time? No, you won't. Okay? It's not saying that in every message concerning the future of a word of wisdom that you're going to get a number and even get a date, okay? But it can't come like that. So the Lord could give a word of wisdom to you. And like I said, say, within 3 days, this particular thing going to happen, okay? You understand that? Hallelujah. He can do that, okay? Amen. And that will happen, you know? That will happen. Like I said, don't mean it's going to be, you're going to have a number all the time, okay, in the message of the word of wisdom. But you can have a number, okay? Amen. And so God may, you know, reveal to you, hallelujah, through a word of wisdom, you know, a particular thing going to happen. And in this case, Helaman was given, excuse me, Samuel was given about the space of darkness that will be on the earth. He said that it was going to be, I think, what is it? Yes, for the space of 3 days. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For the space of 3 days, to the time that he shall rise again from the dead. Okay? So there was a number given on how long this darkness was going to be on in the land. Okay? So the word of wisdom can reveal how long a particular thing is going to last. The number that was given there was 3 days. Okay? Now, they wasn't given a date, but they were given a number. And so in the word of wisdom can reveal and give you a time that a certain event is going to last. That can happen. Once again, is that to say you're going to get it all the time in the word of wisdom message? No, I'm not saying that. But it's as the Spirit of the Lord will. Now, I want to read another verse to you. This is out of the word of the Lord here. And this is the very first message. This is the very first time the angel of the Lord, the Elijah, brought a message from the Lord. And he brought this message February the 4th, 1927. Now, I want you to keep this date in mind, because I'm going to read verse 3 in this word of the Lord to show you what he had the messenger to give was a word of wisdom, okay, concerning the future. Now, once again, this messenger appeared February the 4th, 1927, the first message. I'm going to read the third verse, and this is what he said. He said, 3 more men will be placed in the 12 this spring, and that they were much needed in the quarrel. These men will be chosen at the spring conference. Now, he said, 3 more men will be placed in the 12 this spring, and that they were much needed in the quorum. Well, we understand that one thing we look at it is he's talking about the quorum of apostles. Now, and he said, these men will be chosen at the spring conference. Now, the question will be, well, Brother Nate, what makes this a word of wisdom pointing to the future? Well, this message was sent out February the 4th, 1927, which means it was still what? Wintertime. Because normally spring don't start to what? I think it's March the 21st. So he said that these men will be chosen at the spring conference. So this is a word of wisdom pointed to the future about 3 more men that's going to be placed in the quorum. And they're going to be chosen in the spring conference. So that was a word of wisdom. It was wintertime when that message went out. And so by saying it's going to be in the spring, that points to what? The future. Revealing what's in the mind of God, okay? Amen. And so, once again, there is a time, the word of wisdom reveal a time as far as a season, okay? It was winter time when the message was sent. The Lord said that this thing was going to happen, or gave the angel message to tell us that this choosing was going to be in the spring. He could have said in the summer. He could have said in the fall. If he just said summer and the fall, it still would have been a word of wisdom. Because once again, it was wintertime when this message went out. Okay? So that is a word of wisdom. So a word of wisdom, we also can see in that, can reveal the calling forth of ones into an office. Okay? Amen. That's in the mind of God. Now, it wasn't given who the name of these men were, but it was revealed the plan of God to have three more put in the quarrel. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. So that is a word of wisdom in operation. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Like I said, the word of wisdom can reveal. Okay? And here it revealed the plan of God concerning the future to have three more placed in the quarrel. Okay? Amen. And see, the Lord this day, he still, once again, the Spirit of the Lord, I know some people, and some of you may have heard this, you got some, sad to say, even among the Christian community, who is saying that the gifts of the Spirit no longer is in operation, that when the last apostle died, the gifts went with him. Well, guess what? There is, and I will make this point as clear as I can to you right now. There is no scripture to support anyone teaching such a thing. Anyone teaching such a thing. Amen. That it is not true. The gifts of the Spirit are still in operation today. I say it again. The gifts of the Spirit is still in operation today. Hallelujah. Now, let me read another verse from this word of the Lord here. And this is referred to as Message 91. And the Lord sent this out July the 15th, 1972. July the 15th, 1972. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, this is called the 91st message, and this is verse 43, and this is about our brother that be on the broadcast here, Brother Eddie Lee. Now, this was given to, once again, July the 15th, 1972. Now, I want you to hear what the Lord gave through his angel messenger for Brother Eddie Lee that pointed to a future event, which revealed what was in the mind of God and the plan of God for Brother Eddie Lee. As he said here in verse 43, let Eddie Lee prepare for a greater evangelical work that he may go among his people, even to what? Foreign fields, and bring them into this way. You hear that? That's in the mind. That's the future from the mind and will of God, and for Brother Lee to go into these foreign fields and to go among his people and bring them into this way. Amen. A word of wisdom concerning the future at that time, that's in the mind of God for Brother Eddie Lee. Okay? Hallelujah. Yeah. See, God, the word of wisdom can give you, can name a place that God wants you to go to in the future. Okay? It can do that. It can happen. Hallelujah. I remember when I hadn't too long got saved. I got saved in 1990, and this hadn't happened too long after, but the Lord gave me a dream of a word of wisdom where he revealed to me how I was going to get my first car. And I'm telling you, from the time he showed that dream to the time I got that car, if I had to guess, it might have been a year. But it was a word that, you know, I was going to get the vehicle, okay? God would bless me with the vehicle, and he did. So the word of wisdom points to the future, and it reveals what's in the mind of God and reveals the plan of God. And again, this gift operates as the Spirit will. You cannot, I repeat, You cannot turn this thing off and on like a switch. You know, sometimes man wants to control everything. Even the things of God, he just want to control it. And God lets you know, say, oh, no, you're not controlling this. It's going to be as the Spirit will. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. He is worthy, people, to be praised, and he's worthy to be glorified. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, let's go to, and I want to see my place here. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 21, in the Bible here. Go to the book of Acts, chapter 21. The book of Acts, chapter 21. Thank the Lord for Jesus. The book of Acts, chapter 21. And I'm going to read verse 10. The book of Acts, chapter 21. I'm going to read verse 10. And the 10th verse says, and as we tarried or stayed there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his hand and feet and say, thus says the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind a man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we see saying, the will of the Lord be done. Hallelujah. Now, once again, the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom and the word of wisdom in operation when Agabus says, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle. So he grabbed the girdle, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands, and that was used symbolically also to point to the revelation that he was about to give. And he said, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owned this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. See, that's a revelation concerning the future, that God was going to allow for his glory. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Once again, and here's the other thing we want to see, too, concerning this word of wisdom. Every message, and let me see how I can put this, even as you read here, it won't sound so pleasant, okay? You know, let's be real here, people. When you get a thus says the Lord, so should they do such and such a thing, and you know the message is what he's talking about the people was going to do is not good. Excuse me. You know, it kind of making a, you know, because if you look at it, what we read, the people that's around them, when they heard it, you know, they was, you know, begging Paul, hey, don't go up, Paul. Now, notice that in that word of wisdom message, it was not words given in there to instruct Paul not to go. It was words given there telling what they're going to do to him. Now, remember, the Lord had already told Ananias that he was going to show, that's in, what, Acts chapter 9, he told Ananias he was going to show Paul what great things he must suffer for his sake and how Paul was to go before the Gentiles. Well, we can see a confirmation here, amen, through Agabus the prophet. And notice that the word of wisdom didn't have in there, don't go, Paul. Hallelujah. So some word of wisdom is not always, quote, sound goody-goody, if I can put it that way. Because when you hear, you know, hey, and you see the people that was around Paul and hurt, they be like, hey, Paul, don't go, man. Don't go. And Paul said, hey, I'm ready not only to be bound, but to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. See, Jesus knew the heart of Paul. And he knew that he had somebody that would be strong in the faith. And he had somebody that wasn't going to waver. He had somebody that wasn't going to sit up there and just sell him out. Because, you know, hey, Lord, they threatened my life. Hey, Lord, I'm sorry. I got turned loose. I want to live, you know. He didn't have to worry about that. Amen. Now, the other thing, once again, we want to realize that more than one gift can be in operation. They can work together. Notice that when Agabus took Paul's girdle and bound his hands and feet, he said, thus says the Holy Ghost. Now, that's prophecy. Because prophesying is where you're given by the Holy Spirit, and this is not from your, you know, out of your head, but through your spirit, and you become a spokesman for the Lord. And so he said, thus says the Holy Ghost. Okay? So a lot of your prophecies start with the thus says the Lord. Okay? But once again, what you want to remember is that just like when the word of knowledge comes forth, it can flow into the word of wisdom. Well, prophecy and the word of wisdom can work together as well. So many times we would call it when the message was given prophecy, but actually it was prophecy with a word of wisdom, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, and Paul said, hey, I'm willing to die for the name of Jesus. And the Bible said, and when he would not be persuaded, we see saying what? What did they say? The will of the Lord be done. Amen. That God was going to allow. Now, see, and he said, thus says the, now he had Agabus tell, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind a man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Okay. And remember, the Lord told Ananias that he was going to show Paul what a great thing he must suffer for his name's sake. Well, he wasn't talking about Paul walking around sick. Okay. He wasn't talking about that. What? Listen, and I want to say that to that for a minute here. What does suffering and sickness, how is that going to bring glory to God? How? How is it that Jesus, which the Bible tells us, was by his stripes we are healed, he went through but the plan of redemption is to bring about his healing. He suffered and went through. Why would he do that just to turn around and let us suffer in sickness? What kind of glory would he be getting? He had moved upon men of old who testify that Jesus' will is for us to be healed. But then he turns around and said, we must suffer sickness. See, God can't get no glory like that because that would show him to be a God that can't make up his mind. You know, you'd be like, wait a minute, Lord, do you want me healed? Do you want me sick? You get what I'm saying? So when he was telling me he's going to suffer great things for a name's sake, I'm not talking about walking around sick. Amen. It's not the will of God for any of his people to be sick. I'm going to tell you right now. Now, some of you as Christians, you know, you ain't came to grips and turned a scepter yet. Okay? And you may be thinking or saying to yourself, this sickness is on me. Well, you know, God want me to sick. Are you thinking God wants you in this condition? Okay, but think about it for a second here. What glory is he going to get out of you suffering sickness? What glory is he going to get? You tell me. Because, people, you have to answer this question, especially if you think that this is part of God's wanting you to suffer thing. Why would he want you to suffer sickness and he provided for your healing? You understand what I'm saying? I wasn't intending to speak on that, but I wanted to do that because I think that to some of us in the Christian community, when we see the suffering part, I think we get it mixed up with what God is dealing with here, okay, or saying to us. And many of us get it mixed up with the suffering. We think it's talking about we got to walk around sick. No. No. Hallelujah. We ain't got to walk around sick, people. Amen. We don't have to walk around sick. He ain't talking about suffering like that, okay? That's not what he's talking about. Amen. Paul was going to go through some hardships, and he was going to suffer for the name of Jesus' sake as he stand on the word of God, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I'm going to stop there tonight, and this appears to be the end of this part of the series on the gift of the word of wisdom. Lord, say the same. We will be looking at another one of the gifts that is given by the Holy Spirit. But I just want to make this clear. The word of wisdom operates as the Spirit will. Any of the gifts that you read in this 1 Corinthians 12 operate as the Spirit will. So please don't try to concoct a plan like you think you're going to fool God and to make it operate, because it's not going to happen, okay? You don't have that control over this. Amen. And it operates as the Spirit will. Now, I've heard before among a believer in Christ who has passed on, gone to be with the Lord, and I've heard him say this. And when they're kind of looking at it, I can kind of see where he's coming from, but I mean, it's not something that I can fully say this is to be. But I know Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, the late Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, said that the revelation gifts goes with the office of a prophet. Now, I can see that based on how the office of a prophet operates, okay? So I can see the revelation gifts being given to to a prophet's particular ministry. Amen. So I can see that. Now, we've seen Agabus speak a word of wisdom, and the prophets of old, in the Old Testament, spoke a word of wisdom. So we can definitely see that in the office of a prophet. So I sum it up by saying this. You know, if you have been given the word of wisdom, and I'm talking about if it has been given to you, not something that, you know, every now and then operates or have operated with you, or if you had it once and ain't had it in years, but if it's given to you, once again, it is going to operate more continuously in your call, in your ministry, and carry a greater anointing. So thank God for the word of God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for another blessed day that you've given us and another opportunity that we've been able to go into the word of God. And Father, we ask this day, Lord God, that you would bless us and bless everyone that was listening. I pray that they get understanding of thy word, that they may understand the scriptures. And I pray that I've done a work to be pleasing in your sight. And I ask that you water the seed that I sow and bring forth the increase. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza Message on a broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.